بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And this week's Quranic reminder is from Surah Al Imran, Ayah 37 and 38. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us something inspirational and motivational about the story of Maryam radiallahu anha and Zakariya alayhi salam. We will find in these ayat that a prophet of Allah being in old age becomes inspired by something that he sees from a young girl. And he becomes inspired because of words a young girl speaks. So pay attention to these ayat and we'll look into them closely. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says,
فتقبلها ربها بقبول حسن وأنبتها نباتا حسنا وكفلها زكريا كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا قال يا مريم أنى لك هذا قالت هو من عند الله إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَن يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ هُنَالِكَ دَعَا زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ قَالَ رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِن لَّدُنكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَاءِ.
In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by saying, فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ. Allah Azza wa Jal says that He accepted Maryam radiallahu anha with a good acceptance. And what this means is that when the mother of Maryam gave birth to Maryam, before she gave birth to her, she had taken an oath, made an oath to Allah Azza wa Jal, that whatever is in her belly will serve Allah Azza wa Jal in Baytul Maqdis. And so when the mother of Maryam, Hannah, when she gave birth to Maryam radiallahu anha, it was a girl, and the girls at that time in the Mosaic law were not allowed to serve in the masjid, in Baytul Maqdis, the holy house in Jerusalem. However, Allah Azza wa Jal had accepted Maryam, and she was the first female to serve in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what is meant by فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ. Allah Azza wa Jal accepted Maryam, a good acceptance. وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا. And Allah Azza wa Jal caused her to grow in a good manner. And that means that Allah Azza wa Jal gave her a good growth and a development in her body, in her character, in her characteristics, in her thought, in her faith. In every aspect of life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nourished her and nurtured her and caused her to grow in a good manner. Then Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَكَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَّا. And Zakariya alayhi salam took her into his care. So he was the one that will provide for her, and he'll look after her needs, her affairs, her matters, and he'll spend on her, and so on. And this is why Zakariya alayhi salam, he built for her a mihrab, a prayer room, a prayer area inside Baytul Maqdis. Up until this day, those who visit the house in Jerusalem, the mosque, you will find that there is an area there known as Mihrab Maryam, the prayer area and the worship area of Maryam radiallahu anha. And Zakariya alayhi salam was a carpenter as well as a prophet, and so he built for her a prayer area inside the masjid. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّا الْمِحْرَابَ وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا. Each and every single time Zakariya alayhi salam would enter the mihrab, when he would enter upon her while she was in her mihrab, in her prayer area, worshipping, engaged in dhikr, and whatever her case was, every time he entered inside, وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا, he found an abundance of provision with her. And he's shocked. So he said to her, يَا مَرْيَمُ أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا. He said, Maryam, where and where did you get this from? How did you get all this? Because he's the main provider for her. He's the one who's going to spend on her and get her provision and so on. So he was shocked and amazed. Where does she have this from? And he knows that no one is coming inside to her prayer area and giving her this provision. And he's more shocked at the miracle that is happening, because Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said that during winter time she would have summer fruit, and during summer time she would have winter fruit. And so he's amazed. This is nothing short of a miracle. How is this happening? Of course, the angels were those who were bringing her provision and this food at her prayer area. And so he's shocked. He's saying, "Anna laki hadha." Where are you getting all this from? Zakariya alayhi salam knows that this is something that is impossible. You know, nowadays probably we can understand, because we have fridges or refrigeration that would, you can store summer fruit and then you can have it in winter time and so on. There are many means and methods today that preserve food for that long. But at that time, how could this be possible? So he asked, "Anna laki hadha," shocked. How can you have all this? So then she said to him, look at the inspiration. Look how he was inspired by her words. She said, قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. She said, this is all from Allah. Everything that you see that is in front of me of provision, it's all from Allah Azza wa Jal. And my brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the case of the righteous. These are the words of the righteous. People that know Allah are very quick to ascribe every blessing in their life to Allah Azza wa Jal. She did not hesitate. She said, هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. All of it is from Allah Azza wa Jal. Everything you see, and myself, and my growth, and my development, and my character, and my qualities, and my upbringing, and the food in front of me, and my worship, and all of this is from Allah. هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. And then she said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Verily, Allah Azza wa Jal, He provides for whoever He wills, without any limit, without any account. Allah Azza wa Jal, He provides for anyone and at any time, and He provides whatever He wants. He can provide you with knowledge, He can provide you with iman, He can provide you with eagerness to worship Him, He can provide you with peace, with tranquility, with food, with water, with shelter, with whatever He wants. يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Without accountability and without limit as well. Allah Azza wa Jal will give an abundance of giving, you know. وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you were to count the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, you cannot even count them. That's how much Allah Azza wa Jal grants and gives His servants without any limit. Not because they deserve it, but because He is Al-Kareem subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the most generous. وَرَبُّكَ الْأَكْرَمُ. Anyway, when she said these words, right then and there, Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, هُنَالِكْ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ. هُنَالِكْ means right then and there, at that time and that place. Zakariya alayhi salam made dua to his Lord. Allahu Akbar. He was inspired. He was motivated. What was he inspired by? When he saw this impossible thing happening of summer fruit being there at winter time and winter fruit being there at summer time, he said, this is impossible. But Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who provides, and there is nothing impossible upon Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal makes the impossible possible. So he reflected over his situation. And he's been wanting a child for a very long time. And his situation is impossible, because he's now in old age, about 90 years old. And his wife is barren. She cannot conceive. So they have an impossible situation. So he made dua to his Lord and he said, قَالَ رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً. He said, my Lord, gift me and grant me, especially from you, a righteous generation. He said, he looked at himself, he said, my situation is impossible. I'm old and my wife is barren, she cannot conceive. So Allah, from our impossible situation, make something possible and grant me a child, grant me a healthy, righteous generation. Just like you gave Maryam radiallahu anha and provided for her fruits that were impossible to exist during that season. Allahu Akbar. And he said, إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَاءِ. My Lord, you are the one who hears the call of the servants and the slaves whenever they call And immediately after this, Allah said, فَنَادَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةَ. The angels called him out. Jibreel alayhi salam revealed to him, وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّي, as he was standing, praying in his mihrab, in his prayer area. Allahu Akbar, this is where Allah answers a dua. This is where Allah will grant you what you want. The angel came and he said to him, أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكَ بِيَحْيَى. Allah Azza wa Jal gives you glad news and good news of Yahya. And this was his son. Yahya comes from the word Hay. Hay means living. And this was a unique name. Not a single person was ever named Yahya before Yahya alayhi salam. And there is a beautiful meaning in this, because Yahya means living, alive. And he came out of a dead situation, meaning Zakaria alayhi salam is old and his wife is barren. And this is a very difficult, impossible situation for a child to come out of this. So Allah Azza wa Jal called him Yahya, a child from a dead situation. A living boy came out and he was called Yahya. A reminder to all of us that nothing is impossible upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the reflection can go on for longer, but we'll stop here. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us acceptance, to accept our dua. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to answer our dua in a manner that is pleasing to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make the Qur'an the guidance in our life. And we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our sins and our shortcomings. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.